Podcast ini ditajukan oleh Come Apparel, sebuah perusahaan busana. Anda dapat menemukan pelbagai pilihan busana seperti oversize t-shirt, hoodie, jersey, tote bag dan banyak lagi. Jangan lepaskan peluang untuk mendapatkan produk berkualiti dan bermutu tinggi. Untuk mendapatkan produk-produk dari Come Apparel, sila kunjungi aplikasi Instagram mereka.
Ya, Lisa.
Yes.
Kau tahu kan yang aku ada this upcoming event kan?
Okay.
Kau ada any recommendation on beverages tak yang aku boleh cater for aku punya event?
Beverages? Aku tu. Kau boleh try A1 Cendol and Durian. Aku pernah try, sedap gila rasa.
Oh, serius lah?
Serius.
Kat mana lah tempat dia?
Tak salah aku, company Street 81. Blok 822.
Oh, serius lah? Since kita kat Tampines ni, jom lah kita, apa ni, kau ikut aku.
Okay.
Ya, aku, please lah, aku belanja kau. Kau ikut aku belanja kau.
Serius?
Yes.
Sekarang?
Sekarang.
Okay,
jom lah. Okay, jom.
Okay, set.
Welcome back to the latest episode of One Kind Clan, hosted by aku KJ.
Aku JJ.
Aku DJ.
Aku AJ.
Dan aku MJ.
And we are the One Kind Clan.
Right.
So aku dah lama tak gitu kan.
Baru last week, Syul. How's everything?
Hello everything.
Right. How's Ramadan so far for you guys?
Alhamdulillah, banyak punting.
Sama lah juga.
Aku
cuaca.
Aku nak tanya actually kan, pasal aku dah 2 hari straight hidung berdarah. Is it batal?
Panas sangat lah.
Is it batal? Aku tak.
One thing, kalau darah kau keluar profusely, aku put in the term profusely, dah batal.
Oh shit. Pasal yang semalamnya tak.
Kalau pasal darah setakat satu dot.
Setakat cut, small cut gitu.
Consider still valid lah dia punya puasa dia.
Semalamnya tak teruk. Yang hari ni macam alamak, aku cuci macam masih.
Tapi di antara kau dengan Tuhan.
Ya, betul.
Oh, yeah.
Teruskan.
Kalau kau masih nak teruskan dengan puasa, keadaan kau masih sihat, then aku rasa just teruskan.
Tuh, aku teruskan je lah. Pasal all of a sudden macam tu jatuh gitu. Aku tengah buat kerja itu je.
Tak apalah. Antara macam tadi AJ tadi cakap antara kau dengan Tuhan. Dan orang cakap juga kalau cuaca panas juga kan, kita lebih baik cari minuman yang sejuk. Kan? So dari itu kan, fokus ini tajakan khas oleh A1 Cendol and Durian. Business worth
a second call.
Hashtag
Cendol and Fruit Smoothie.
So guys, do come down to A1 Cendol and Durian, which is located at Tampines Street
81,
Block A22, hashtag pula, unit number 01186.
Unit number dia macam hashtag apa?
Hashtag lah. So guys, do support them guys.
Yeah.
Mereka punya air memang syok-syok. So aku nak tanya review sikit lah.
Sebelum tu kan, kalau korang tengah dengar ni kan, selalunya korang dengar 4 orang.
Yeah.
Oh, hari ni ada 5. Kita nak interview dia actually.
Okay, before kita interview dia, aku nak tanya dia, what do you think about One Kind Clan podcast ni?
One Kind Clan.
Yeah.
The podcast, I can see the
brotherhood. Sucks. Oh bukan
Macam mana kau boleh come across One Kind Clan podcast?
Adalah satu hamba ni terserempak dekat bawah jeti.
Okay.
Tiba buat kawan jadi members.
Buat kawan? Pancing lah.
Bila tu?
Pancing adalah a few years ago.
Oh dah lama lah.
Tak lah. Last year actually.
Baru juga last year
Quite recent. Then after a few trips dengan JJ. Then he introduced me to the podcast. Because after a few years of listening to podcast, aku sampai naik muak dengan.
Okay, what are the podcast that you listening to? Shout out sikit lah.
Shout out sikit.
Dia baru cakap the previous podcast
that you listen to.
Share with us. Maybe share with the listeners, what do you listen to previously?
Way before the podcast yang muak tu. It's actually mostly is Okay Let's Go.
Alright.
TCF.
The OGs.
Yes, the TCF. Then Kapahal. mm-hmm. and now OKK.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tapi kalau kau dah boleh cakap di OGs je lah, apa lagi kita?
Itulah pasal. Hey.
No, no. I mean, before OK Let's Go, there's one podcast that I listen to which is quite toxic.
Which one?
They start with R juga.
R?
Yeah.
R.
The R patut SG.
R. SG. Tak apa. Nanti
okay, tak apa. Nanti kita cerita. Okay.
Alright. So, as you saying, is the brotherhood in the OKK, is it?
Yeah.
And so, what else?
What else? Pasal what else? I find you guys very welcoming and warm.
Aircon, panas.
Alamak, panas. Boleh cakap warm.
Warm, welcoming.
Yeah, very warm. I feel very welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, that's so after the first podcast, then I feel like wow, okay.
All right.
Then JJ pun ajak lepak dengan korang, aku pun agree lah. Then tak sangka maybe rezeki, then korang invite aku to the second podcast.
Nice.
And yeah. Tadi tu tiba jadi MJ.
Tadi kau introduce diri kau as MJ. So macam dah je.
Alamak.
Dengar macam desas-desus yang kau ni nak masuk OKK. Adakah itu benar?
InsyaAllah. Kalau
that question very familiar tu.
Halo, Asan ni. Dia dah pernah ni ke? Happened before.
So, how I mean, adakah itu benar?
Yes. It's if it's official, then why not? Because it's a right. good...
Nak kasih dia trial run lagi next episode ke?
Audition.
No lah. I mean macam commitment dia untuk turun ke. Ni sekarang juga cakap terus terang ni.
Itu nanti Kapak Tok pun boleh berbual.
Ya, yeah, betul.
We will go in details lah nanti.
So right. for the listeners kan, agak-agak apa tu MJ?
Yeah.
Kalau orang kenal dia as Mimin, MJ tu apa?
MJ tu.
Dia. Kita ambil daripada viewers punya comments ke mana tu
Michael Jackson apa?
Dia kalau Mimin Jackson lah.
Dia kalau fishing terms Min Jerong.
Mimin Jerong.
Apa nak min apa?
Min Siam.
Min Canda. Min
Canda. Itu dah feel sangat. Kasih macam sebelum buat sikit lah. Min jentik-jentik.
Nyamuk. Lava.
So okay. Min, yeah.
Terus. Okay. Throughout the you listening to OKK.
Yeah.
What are your feedbacks towards us?
Feedbacks?
Ada apa-apa yang
not kurang us, no. Our podcast. Our episodes lah.
Apa yang perlu kita...
Apa yang kurang, apa yang bagus.
From your point of view lah.
Apa yang kau attracted to it.
From my point of view, your not dah bukan your dah our podcast. Oh. What I feel is like there's more things to explore. And what I see is banyak ada podcast yang they cover a lot of topics already.
Alright.
But I think that we can do even better lah.
Like,
yeah, we got equipment.
Dan
we got
the cakap we ni.
Yeah, we got the guys.
Oh, we
dah we.
Tapi okay, just to let you know, kita punya podcast, kita punya forte is always the paranormal thing.
Yeah, so that's the niche.
The mystical paranormal stuff lah.
But other than that, we are how to say we are
open
diving
to
diving into a lot of categories lah. Sedang kata.
But one thing, kita takkan touch more on politics Rabak lah.
Yeah.
Politics kita tak pegang lah actually.
Like other varieties is good, but politics maybe no.
Yeah.
Whatever that can bring us down to, memang kita tak akan.
Yeah, try to avoid escalation.
For example, the situation in Gaza right now, we don't cover that.
The war lah, the war basically.
Understand?
Yeah. So it is what it is lah. Don't. Betul
kan?
Betul
kan?
So aku nak minum air juga. Mana air aku?
Ni air kau?
Hey, no, that's mine. Oh, tak boleh. Tak boleh share.
Tak boleh share.
Habis kau letak situ?
Pasal nak buat pokas.
Ni apa depan mata kau ni aku?
Alamak, sabar.
Yang sini lah aku pas dia.
Kau punya mana?
Aku dalam fridge.
Dia punya yang ada yang hijau tu dia punya.
Actually aku nak share dengan aku punya wife tu. Apa aku takut habis. tu lah.
Okay, let's talk about the review about this product yang kau tengah minum sekarang ni.
Okay, apa yang kau tengah minum ni?
Check it's a Musang thanks. MSW durian.
Musang Wang ah.
Musang Wang ya.
Musang Wang.
Musang Wang durian smoothie.
The first the first sip eh. Mhm. Fu. The first sip for this drink.
Terus melekat lah kira.
Meninggal mat. Eish. Sampai Narnia.
Narnia eh.
Dalam lain tu.
But guys, do support A1 Cendol and Durian. Mm-hmm. Jarang point durian ni memang mantap guys.
Mm-hmm. Asyik baik aku order. Mm.
Boleh dengar tak? Ni durian dia.
Ya, yeah, ASMR dia.
Mata putih siut.
Okay, for actually for tonight kan most of us ada durian lah for the smoothies. Kan?
Yeah.
Mine is I took lychee smoothie. Kalau your apa diorang ada actually A1 Cendol have a lot of varieties actually. They have fruit smoothies. Sebab tu A1 Cendol the main hashtag is Cendol and Fruit Smoothie. Mm-hmm. So they have their D24 durian, Musang Wang durian. They have their signature Penang Cendol. Because A1 Cendol actually from what I've learned they it's been around for many years juga. So they have fruits like blueberry, strawberry, mango. Mango top selling eh.
Lychee.
They have lychee. They have fruit tropical is a mix of strawberry and mango together. Whew, that one I tell you.
Meninggal.
Meninggal. They also have cereals like vanilla. Vanilla what? Vanilla cornflakes. Vanilla cornflakes. They have creamy corn. They have apa lagi? What's that yang cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. And for coffee lovers, you have your cappuccino hazelnut, Irish coffee, and one more I forgot apa. I forgot the other one. There's four. I know there's four. So coffee lovers pun ada. So all these are smoothies blended. So all their extract is not like.
Not artificial.
Not artificial extract. It's all is original extract pure from fruits. Pure fruits.
The other one is caramel coffee. Yeah.
Caramel nice. Coffee, you all.
Awesome.
Awesome, gila. And their price also very affordable. They have two sizes, small or medium. That's all.
Yep.
Yeah. There's no large. They have 500 ml and 700 ml.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Request for add-ons.
Mm. Yes. Oh, can request. Oh, you macam dah tahu.
This is a study,
yeah. Mestilah. Yeah. You can add on your toppings lah. Like the cookies or like any of the fruits punya smoothie apa fruits punya toppings lah.
Yep.
Yeah. Si aku cakap korang sedap tak?
Tengah sedap lah.
So talking about the weather previously just now, memang crazy kan?
Crazy
yeah.
Rabak.
Very hot.
Korang so far ada batal lah korang punya puasa during you know outdoors. Ada tak? Korang ada.
Ada.
Terpaksa.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually yang kelakarnya aku punya batal is aku went for this spontaneous punya desaru trip on bike. So somebody kawan aku ni ada satu ni kan.
Chicks eh?
Bukan.
Tu baring-baring kat tepi laut.
Ha? Alah tu dengan Aizat.
Oh bukan perempuan?
Bukan, tu Aizat.
Perempuan siap. Mesti perempuan kan.
Aizat kan rambut panjang.
Ya ke?
Ha lah Aizat lah.
Aizadah kan?
Aizadah pula.
Tak, dengan Aizat, dengan Aizat. So, dia ajak aku sahur. Dia pergi ajak aku sahur. Jin, nak masuk JB lah. Kita sahur ke sana ke apa-apa all that lah. Cakap okey lah. So, kita pergi B-Point. B-Point, kita beli burger. So, dah pukul 3 lebih ke 4 lebih gitu lah sama rendah. So, cakap, dia tanya aku, dia bisa go off? Cakap, aku saat-saat ni memang off lah. Jam. Apa yang macam? Zaru pun. Hah? Serius lah. So it's a spontaneous trip lah. So pergi lah. Pergi about 1 hour plus. Bila patah balik tu. Pasal bila time kita sampai kat Tanjung Balau tu. It was very windy lah. Pasal ada by the beach. Bah. So tak rasa panas sangat. But then bila time kita on the way balik. Kita pergi tu memang in the apa morning hours lah. So tak panas. Very sejuk kan. So bila time kita patah balik tu. Aku walaupun naik motor aku cakap kau. It's very 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 hot lah. So by the time aku dah tembus balik Singapore, pasal kalau kat sana kena saman lah.
Oh
yes. Kan? Kat sana is very dangerous. Sana negeri Islam. So, dah patah balik Singapore, aku dah kat kapak area bulan tau. Aku dah tak boleh angkat. Demi panas dia macam aku. Kau, you know when you squint your eyes, macam panas gila. Then kau nak tutup je. Aku oh, still belum sampai rumah saja. So aku dah tak boleh angkat. Situ aku setengah hari lah. Terus aku sampai rumah, aku sampai Singapore dah pukul, baru pukul 2. 2 tengah hari. So it's like very really hot. Very hot lah. And aku check that time the temperature was 35.3 tu kat Singapore. Gila panas lah. So
tadi aku got the feeling tadi macam 38 lah.
Tadi still 34.
35. Rabak
sah. Dia punya bahang dia macam kau on kipas angin 2-3 pun macam tak cukup ya.
Betul.
Tadi sebenarnya aku dah batal saja.
Sama lah, aku dah 2 hari. 2 hari, 3 hari. Tak boleh duk. Kau cari breeding on the hot scorching weather.
Rabak. Lagi kerja kau.
Betul, tak bedek kau.
Jahanam.
Aku sampai gini saya
mata
sampai gini.
Mata minus sign lah. Apa? So Mimin, tell us a little bit about your daily life. What do you do for a living?
I'm an IT desktop engineer actually.
IT desktop engineer.
Yes.
What is, I mean, what are your job scope in IT and desktop engineer?
Kerja bawah meja.
Hey, sure lah.
Lain macam on your knees eh selalu.
Mainly we kita macam user raise request untuk install.
So the user akan raise request, then you give out the tickets, is it?
Yeah. Like no, I mean like they will raise a ticket through software. Like a portal lah.
Alright.
So once we receive the ticket, then we just execute lah. Like
maybe, macam paham aku
Sekarang apa pasal aku screen tak boleh buat dua screen. Aku sekarang mengamuk pasal ni. Aku try to extend tak boleh extend. Kenapa?
Driver tak update tu.
Tak support.
Tak desktop boleh buat dua screen kan?
Boleh.
Extend kan?
Boleh.
But letak aku ada lagi satu screen. Mm-hmm. I used to do that before, but I want to extend dia tak boleh.
Driver issue atau dia punya what you call that? Graphics card ke tu, maybe dia punya port rosak.
Ada IT.
Actually, there's many other possibilities.
Tapi aku potential kau punya port, because kena tukar berapa kali punya port kan, tak works kan. Maybe kau punya port.
Maybe the graphics card itself lah.
Okay. Ada skill set yang bagus untuk buat barang-barang komputer.
So jadi aku bawa the right person lah.
Betul. Memang pun.
Mana tahu boleh.
Sekejap kita saing TNC semua eh.
Mana tahu boleh video editing.
Itu tadi kat tangga dah cakap.
Dah. Boleh insyaAllah.
So where was the location you working at? I mean boleh disclose ke tak boleh?
Tak boleh disclose.
Tak boleh. Alright. So dah berapa lama kerja dalam bidang ni? Is it your passion or terpaksa kerja?
Ni at first it was my passion. That's why aku ambil courses for IT and stuff.
Understand.
Then along the way I've seen a lot of cases abe customer ya, like users or that macam makin leceh ya. So aku start to lose the passion, then I tried to focus my attention to another kind of IT related jobs lah.
Alright.
Such as infrastructure atau server all that lah. Tapi so far kind of nak expand dia punya the apa nak belajar tu macam malas ah. Pasal
dah otak dah kering
dah kering pasal too many things in
too much info
lah.
So sekarang kerja terpaksa.
Okay, tell us more, share with us more about your background. I mean kau berapa adik-beradik, duduk mana, boleh share?
Boleh.
Silakan.
Sekarang ni duduk mana pun nak bilang eh.
Membesar kat mana, kau belajar jahat dengan siapa,
kampung mana,
ini kira kan application.
Interview eh.
Barang-barang hilang kita cari kau.
Oh lawa.
Interview ni semua. Interview.
Interview eh. Okay. So I grew up in Yishun.
Yishun. Alright.
Then after that aku move to Jurong for a few months.
Jurong dah cover.
Itu dah cover.
Sekarang cakap present.
Oh present.
Jurong mana?
Sekarang.
Tak, I mean previously Jurong mana?
Taman Jurong ke? Sit around there.
Taman Jurong. Okay. Sekarang?
Sekarang terus pindah Yishun. Dan lepas kahwin, aku pindah to Woodlands.
Alright.
Yeah.
Oh, dah kahwin.
Yeah. Then lepas, after this, I'll be moving to my new house, which is at Yishun also.
Alright.
Welcome to Yishun.
Alright. Nice.
Yeah.
So, tell us about your strength and weaknesses. Can you share with us?
Ni kira kalau macam kau isi borang, kan isi borang eh, tapi berbeli.
Share with us your strength and weaknesses.
My strength eh? Honestly, I don't even know my strength and weaknesses.
Seriously? Yeah. Okay, how about...
I don't know how to gauge myself. Pasal aku... Honestly speaking, I cannot find myself.
Kau tak ada life pun?
Bukan tak ada life lah, tapi...
Kau tak pernah pergi healing?
ada a few healing sessions here and there, tapi aku... tak tahu macam nak explain lah.
Okay, how about we go around?
Broken lah, broken. It is that broken.
How about around, talking about strength and weaknesses of masing-masing?
Wah... Mereka tahu ada orang cek, ada company cari orang eh. Untuk dapat.
Alright. Okay. AJ start dulu.
Aku tak nak lah. Korang lah korang.
Okay.
Aku unemployed.
Okay, aku
pula.
Bajiwa.
Aku punya strength eh. Aku juga macam tadi aku cakap dengan Mimin actually. Aku tak tahu. Maybe dulu aku.
Sekarang.
Tak tahu. Sabar. Dulu aku might be introvert dulu. But sekarang aku extrovert. Aku can say myself ambivert lah.
Bila kau introvert? Dulu aku besar dengan kau lah.
Time kecil-kecil. Pasal kecil-kecil in pun. Kadang tak ex. Aku entah eh. Aku punya strength. Aku senang adapt.
Okay.
Adapt to situation is it?
Aku easily adapt to situation. Tu aku punya strength lah. But also a weakness juga, adapt to situation. Pasal at times Yang ini aku consider as a weakness lah. Aku kind of a little bit of a people pleaser.
I see.
Aku like macam try to as much as I can, aku try to make people comfortable lah dengan aku. Tapi I try to please people more just to get them comfortable dengan aku. But then it's a weakness lah. Pasal aku don't see aku selalu letak tepi dorang punya negativity. But to me it's a weakness. Pasal aku easily comfortable dengan orang.
So you put your trust in that person.
The trust, nak cakap trust tu ada memang ada, tapi macam the mere comfortability tu is more lah.
But
why I say it's a weakness, because When other people see that, it's like aku easily trust people lah.
So from there they can like take advantage.
Something like that.
Dapat kerja. Dia tengok kau lebih.
Dapat kerja kan nanti.
Tapi kau kena ingat, kau pun charitable. Pasal kau selalu keluar darah.
Blood donor.
Seterusnya.
Dia dah gigi.
Strength and weaknesses.
Okay, aku punya strength.
Tikung.
What I can say, aku suka new challenges in any form of jobs lah. Whatever yang aku suka explore. That's why dulu aku job hop.
Hop job.
Aku dah fikir, aku salah cakap ke ni?
Terlost macam eh.
So exploring new jobs, I accept new challenges. Benda yang aku tak pernah bikin pun aku bikin. So aku suka challenge lah. Tapi satu aku punya weakness, aku introvert. Satu aku introvert, aku susah nak communicate dengan orang. Masa letak kita baru jumpa eh, aku takkan berbual.
Tapi kau berbual aku.
Apa? Sebab kau popular.
Kau selebriti.
Kau popular. Kau muka poster lain. Pasal orang nak interact dengan kau.
Betul.
So sebaliknya JJ tak ada kerja tetap.
Then the reason why aku sekarang ni stay in pest control. In one company, I mean in one job scope, there's a lot of challenges.
The industry itself lah.
Yes. Macam mana kau nak handle semut? Macam mana kau nak
handle? So banyak things to learn. So.
Yes. Macam mana kau nak handle lipas? Macam mana kau nak handle tikus? Banyak lah. It's different steps lah. At the same time, aku kira pest control technician.
Kau pestman lah.
Aku pest control technician. Technician kira dah one of the kirakan
master rank
lah. Ada macam rank, macam
position lah,
position lah,
management lah, management.
Kirakan then course pun aku ambil is pest management. So into that kind of courses lagi banyak tu yang kau akan belajar pasal ular lain and stuff yang non related with pest tau.
Kalau tak lama lagi dia handle macam harimau, gajah kan, jadi zookeeper.
So actually aku wanted to tukar industri animal rescuer.
Tapi tu that's not under pest punya.
No, you rescue animals.
Anda apa Eclipse?
SPCA. Ya,
aku just cakap lah this company Mastermark animal rescuer. I wanted to jump over from pest to animal lah. Tapi job dia pun kira even kucing dekat longkang dekat ledge of the koridor yang kau tahu dekat luar tu semua.
Depan
semua kau kira. Kau macam duct team untuk animal sah.
Yes. Serius. Actually I wanted to. Tapi looking at my, aku ada injury. I don't know whether I can manage to hold onto macam those
physical job.
Yes.
Tapi kau ada interest in that kind of. Cuma kau tak tahu the risk to your health.
Yep.
Kira macam kerja Ace Ventura gitu lah.
Something
like that. Yeah, they can rescue animals.
Something like that lah.
But why not give it a try? Yeah, it's not.
Boleh.
Kalau macam macam kau betul-betul rescue all these animals, macam kira domestic pets lah kan. Kau jadi domesticnya Indiana Jones.
tapi bukan setakat domestic animals lah. Wild animals pun
ada. Macam monyet, babi hutan,
ular bersipar, mana pun kau angkat lah.
Yes. All kinds of animals. Yes.
Tapi kau ada fear in like this kind of wildlife.
Okay. When it comes to work, fear you have to put behind.
Who?
Tu dia punya strength lah tu.
Captain Planet, siapa buat? Habis serius.
Macam member aku aku punya, one of aku punya current colleague. Dia takut, dia geli tikus. Tapi when it comes to work, dia kejar tikus tu.
Sialah, sekali dia pusing balik Mickey Mouse.
tapi kan aku pest control, aku kirakan eliminate tikus kan. Tapi in animal rescue, aku selamatkan tikus.
Macam mana tu? Kau hipokrit.
Kan? Aku dah tak tahu berapa banyak tikus yang aku bunuh kat pest control.
Kali dah tengah imagine tu.
Apa dia punya, dia come across dia punya pest controlnya buddies tengah bunuh.
Dia tengah rescue kan. Sebab dia pusing, tikus tu pusing. Eh, kau yang bunuh mak aku.
Revenge balik. Revenge.
Yeah, so
kau yang step baik lah nak selamatkan aku Nun.
So even let's say aku nak kena face to face dengan wild boar and stuff. Kira kan kerja apa? Yeah. Kerja satu amanah apa?
Betul.
Lah. So aku nak kena jalankan juga apa tugas aku. Takut apa semua ni semua letak tepi.
tapi kalau terpigang babi hutan tu semua
pakai glove so,
lah. No, I mean like kalau let's say macam that point of time tak ada glove, tak ada anything.
Apa kau fikir?
kalau aku just sentuh.
I mean
dog pun sama, aku just sentuh.
Sentuh boleh, but it's not on the face area apa.
I mean like terpigang lah, let's say terpigang. Like what are the procedures for macam Islamic
terms? Kalau macam aku kan, toko warisan dah jual sabun sertu, spray sertu.
Sekarang dah ada.
So simple. So it's job punya hazard. So it's okay lah.
Okay lah.
Bukan kau pegang suka-suka.
Kau boleh je bawa that spray ke apa, sabun pergi kerja. Bukan jangan berat sangat pun.
Kalau kau nak bawa satu baldi, kau simba je kat babi tu, kau sepegang. Apa? Kau fikir apa ni?
Ada storyboard lagi.
Maybe I can give it a try.
Yeah, go for it man.
If this current job not working for you lah.
I mean pest control,
It's a stepping stone lah untuk kau.
Bukan pest control, aku
dia dah big rock lah. Dia tak ada stone lagi.
So pada aku pest control
Sorry. Still can earn a living lah. Masih boleh bernafas lagi orang cakap.
Alright.
Cuma what I know is animal rescue is way much more higher lah. Nah, tapi nah, the risk lah yang aku nak kena ni. Nak kena apa ni?
Rempuh lah.
Habis kalau kau kena rescue animal, habis kau nampak orang pancing, kan dera ikan hook. Macam mana tu?
Aku pergi, aku buka, aku lepaskan balik lah.
Tak ada. Bukan jadi lepaskan, dia bawa balik. Dia pelapau.
Kata fisherman eh.
Fisherman tu?
Fisherman.
Tak, when it comes to work,
jadi aku, catch and release
aku angler.
Oh, angler.
Catch and release lah. To work, aku angler.
Macam ya-ya.
Ya-ya. Okay, so
KJ?
KJ.
Aku? Aku pun strength apa eh? Banyak actually apa eh? Okay, aku is the type of person that aku listen a lot to people. Listen and observe. Why? Because this is work related with benda. Why? Because aku need to judge aku punya new man. Need to judge them, and that at the end of the a few months, I need to appraise them. So that's where aku punya so-called strength comes in. Aku by listening and also, you know, from body language all this, I can profile them properly lah.
Sorry, what are you working as?
Huh? Secret agent.
Oh,
profiler.
No, I'm a site coordinator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so aku ada a few men below me lah. So aku need to, you know, listen to their issues, their feedbacks or this. Then at the end of few months, aku will appraise their punya job lah. Then aku punya appraise akan dictate whether they get the confirmation or ataupun they get off from the company lah.
Oh. Yeah. Kira kan bos lah.
Weakness ke apa?
Huh?
Bos.
Bos, tak adalah bos. Bukan bos.
Tulis, KJ suka buang orang.
Okay, aku punya weakness, aku ada dua weakness. Aku very introvert kind of person. Aku got issues with public speaking. Aku got issues with speaking in the classroom punya setup lah. Pun aku very very timid.
Even as small as a classroom punya stage.
Yeah. Tune in our next episode with one kind clan.